It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. When President Obama was candidate Obama, he promised to change the way business is done here in Washington. He's been at work for 6 months and a bit, and this summer he's in the biggest battle so far to change the healthcare system. We asked John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC to join us this morning to talk about how the president is doing. John, welcome.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Has the president been successful in bringing change to the process?
Well, in some ways, no. We see that Washington is as polarized along partisan lines as ever. We see the lobbying culture continues undiminished, although the president set some new rules over who can join him in the White House. But he has made certain changes himself. He's an exceptional communicator. He's been out front more than most recent presidents. And he's tried to work very, very closely with Congress and, in fact, deferred the authorship of the legislation to Congress in a way that Bill Clinton didn't, hoping to get a better result than Bill Clinton got.
And that does represent a change. He's also been transparent about what he's doing, it seems to me. Maybe not as transparent as he said he would be.
But
we've kind of known where he was going most of the time.
Exactly. And some people have wanted more disclosure of meetings that have been held and have had complaints that some things, deals have been cut behind closed doors, and that's true. But the president has sort of signaled all along the first 6 months of his presidency how he was going to approach this issue. He is approaching it that way, and we've gotten to the turbulent point of the process where it looks more difficult than people anticipated a while ago. But not more difficult if you look in the context of the last 70 years when presidents have been trying unsuccessfully to get comprehensive national health care reform.
Now, as you just said, it's not clear that the lobbyists have been in any way muzzled as an obstacle to change. In fact, you wrote in the New York Times recently that you said the strategic course the White House has chosen may have had the unintended consequence of creating more opportunity for special interests. How so?
Well, by deferring the authorship of the legislation in the first instance to Congress rather than write a bill himself, the president made the locus of lobbying activity those congressional committees that were coming up with the bill. So where Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and their task force met privately, came up with a bill, that was really what everyone was focused on in 1993 initially. Now it's in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, it's in the Senate Finance Committee, the Senate Health Committee, and you see a lot of pressure being brought to bear, partisan pressure and business lobbying pressure on those members, and it slowed down the process.
But, you know, I wonder if perhaps the fact that the lobbyists are not all on the same side this time, you know, slightly diffuses there. Anything the president did, but...
It does, and that's one of the reasons the administration can be hopeful. The broader political environment is much different. First of all, he was elected with a clear mandate for change in 2008. Second of all, the continued march of healthcare inflation since 1993 when Bill Clinton failed has led many people in American business and some health providers themselves to see the current system, the status quo, as unsustainable. That belief, and also the belief that the president would be able to bring about change, has caused a lot of these interests to, at least on the surface, say, we embrace reform as well. We want to fix health care. Then they go lobby and fight on the particulars that affect their bottom lines.
So what do you think? Do you think that if this thing, whatever happens, it's going to stand or fall the old-fashioned way, or will something have happened?
I think it will stand or fall the old-fashioned way, and by the old-fashioned way, I include those broader political currents. The president has a decent chance of still getting a comprehensive reform bill. The question is, will it really change the system in a fundamental way? That's what we don't know yet.
John Harwood is the co-author with Gerald Seib of Pennsylvania Avenue, Profiles in Backroom Power. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.